Imagine walking all the way from Arkansas to Mexico City. That's what this expedition attempted to do. When they finally reached their destination, nearly 70% had perished. The survivors were the first Europeans to see much of the interior of the United States. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Daniel Stevens says the Spanish explorer De Soto may have had a very high opinion of himself. It turned out to be a helpful trait to historians who study his voyage today.
In his own way, he thinks he's famous, so he brings with him chroniclers. Because of these chroniclers, we know the hardships they faced, the battles they got into.
De Soto landed near today's Bradenton in Florida.
He comes into Florida, of course, on May 30th, 1539, and he quickly goes off and he gets up to his first spot, the only spot archaeologically we know in the United States that he was definitely, which was Tallahassee, Florida. He gets there by October.
He wintered there and the next March left Florida forever.
He marches all the way through Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, crosses the Appalachians into Tennessee, then marches south down through Alabama, then up through Mississippi, crosses the Mississippi River, and is the first European to see the Mississippi in its interior.
De Soto died in present-day Arkansas and was buried in the Mississippi River.
Then his men, now underneath the command of Luis Moscoso, his second-in-command, has a desperate bid to try to walk all the way from Arkansas down to Mexico City. They make it about as far as about Dallas, Texas, when they realize it's futile. They march back to Arkansas, and they will build boats and sail down the Mississippi River, of course coming out through Louisiana, and sail to Panchuco, Mexico by September 11, 1543.
About 1,000 men began the expedition. Only 311 are known to have survived. It's part of the story told here at the De Soto National Memorial. Traveling the Countryside in Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.